FM 100.1 and 1110 KBND Sports.
We begin with a look at high school basketball as last night's Sisters crushed Elmira 46-24, while Lapine was defeated by Pleasant Hill 74-53. For the girls, Sisters fell to Elmira 30-20, and Lapine was flat against Pleasant Hill, losing 55-10. Tonight, Intermountain Conference play resumes when Bend hosts Mountain View, Caldera visits Ridgeview, and Redmond welcomes Summit. On the college hardwood, the Ducks are looking for another conference win as Oregon hosts Colorado tonight in Eugene. Oregon State is also at home as it welcomes Utah to Corvallis. 14th-ranked Gonzaga gets a break tonight as it returns on Saturday when it visits Portland at the Chiles Center. In the NBA, Damian Lillard recorded his fourth career 60-point game as the Trailblazers beat the Jazz 134-124 at the Moda Center. The star point guard shot 21 of 29 from the floor and drilled 9 three-point shots in the victory. Jeremy Grant chipped in with 19 points for Portland, which improved to 23-25. The Blazers host the Toronto Raptors on Saturday night. The Portland Timbers and Thorns announced that Heather Davis is the club's new CEO yesterday. Davis makes history as the highest-ranking female executive in club history and one of five women overseeing club operations in the MLS. Davis will take over for Merritt Paulson, who stepped down in the wake of the U.S. soccer investigation, which showcased the club's failures to properly address alleged abuses by former Thorns coach Paul Riley. Finally, the Kraken bounced back on the home ice as Seattle crushed the Canucks 6-1 at Climate Pledge Arena. Seattle improved to 28-14-5 and are tied for first in the Pacific Division with 61 points. The Kraken host the Flames tomorrow night. I'm Josh Eldridge for FM News 100.1 and 1110 KBND.